Organizers say thousands of people are making their way to Tampa, Florida to take part in daily protest demonstrations against Republican policies during the Republican National Convention. Major protests are planned for Sunday and Monday, despite the threat of an approaching tropical storm that could turn into a hurricane as it hits Florida. Much of the protest activity is being coordinated through the Coalition to March on the RNC, whose spokesperson, Corey Ewell, spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
We're planning a mass demonstration at Perry Harvey Senior Park in downtown Tampa, and we're going to march to oppose the Republican agenda. And I can assure you, since people are coming from all over the country and the state of Florida, that we will be doing this no matter what, rain or shine.
Yeah, I did want to ask you about that. There's questions about whether even Republican delegates might be able to get in because of a possible hurricane or at least a big storm. What are your thoughts? What are your plans?
Well, there are many projections for that storm, more than half of which have it going up the East Coast anyway. I don't really see it as too much of an issue at this time. It's something we'll definitely have to keep an eye on, but I'm assuming that everything's going to go smoothly.
And those of you who are organizing the rally and the many who are coming to join you, what's your message on that day?
Well, it's the five demands that we agreed on as a coalition, that we're going to demand good jobs, health care, affordable education, equality, and peace, and that we're going to oppose the Republican agenda, and we're going to bring these demands within sight and sound of that forum.
Now, my understanding is that local authorities there have set up what they're calling free speech zones, where they're going to try to, I guess, herd any kind of demonstrators to a specific area. What are your thoughts about that? What are you looking at?
Well, there's a public viewing area within blocks of the forum, and we've dubbed it, actually, Protest the RNC Square, and that is the end point of our march.
My understanding is you have a number of national speakers. Do you have any of the names yet of people who will be taking part that day?
Yes, we have Carlos Montes of Los Angeles, who is an immigrants' rights and anti-war activist and very prominent in the community there. And we have Joe Ostbaker from Chicago, who is a principal organizer for the Coalition Against NATO in Chicago, which had a very successful protest back in May. And there are people coming from all over the country to speak.
If you don't mind, a personal question, what prompts you to be involved in this? What are your feelings about what's going on?
Well, I mean, there's a very heinous event happening in my own backyard. And the Republicans, to be quite frank, have been spearheading attacks on students and through austerity measures, as well as, you know, people that live in Tampa. There's rampant unemployment and homelessness, and these attacks can't go unchecked, so we need to be in the streets. That's where the change happens.
Anyone who wants to find out how they could join you, what's the best information we could give them?
We have a lot of information about the logistics of our march and rally on our website, marchontherNC.com. And if you have any questions, you could always email us at marchontherNC@gmail.com. And we also have a hotline set up on our website, which you can call.
Corey Ewell is with the Students for Democratic Society chapter at the University of South Florida. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.